It's Monday, and as promised, I'm continuing in this series of interviews with Tia Goins. We're talking about her new release, Swing, Shuffle, and Sway, which is available now for purchase at TiaGoins.com. That is TeaGoins.com. Let's get back to this interview with Tia. I also want to talk about another cut on this CD release that has just captured my attention, Tia, and that is Steel Guitar Rag. I thought I knew a lot about classic country music. I mean, you just can't put on an Opry-style show without the Steel Guitar Rag.
Right.
And there you are with the words. How incredible. Did that take the group by surprise, too?
Well, let me tell you what happened. When you hang around a lot of steel guitar junkies, as I do, they bring things to your attention, such as the Steel Guitar Rag having lyrics. I've known the Steel Guitar Rag, like you said, any Opry show you ever played in, ever, that's part of it. Orange Blossom Special and Steel Guitar Rag are guaranteed. That's what's going to happen in the show, you know. And so I had known Steel Guitar Rag forever, but I had no idea there was a lyric. And Terry Choate, who is my producer and my manager, and a steel guitar player, he doesn't talk about it much, but he does play steel guitar, comes to me and he says, "So, did you know there's a lyric?" And I was like, "Wait, what?" And he says, "Yeah." So we pulled up the old Merle Travis version that's, gosh, probably from the 40s or maybe 50s. It's way back there. And listened to it, and I was like, "Oh my gosh." And he goes, "What do you think if we kind of made this our own, did it our own style and did it?" And I was like, "You know, I'm willing to try it because I am really obsessed with steel guitars. Truly, like, it's a sickness for me. I love steel guitars." So I thought, "Yeah, let's try a Steel Guitar Rag." So we took it to Mike Johnson, who has played on all four of my albums. He's my favorite steel guitar player in this town. And he plays on all of the Country Family Reunions. People will know him from that. We said, "Here's what we want to do. You go and do something awesome with it. Like, this is just our idea, and you run with it." So he comes into the studio with a chart that looks like some kind of Albert Einstein algebra problem. Just insanity. I mean, it was so crazy. And he sits down and says, "This is what I came up with." It's one of my favorite things on the record, just because it's so, I mean, not only is it a toe tapper and it's catchy, but the musicianship that is shown on that record. And then once it happened, it was just magic.
It is monstrous in a good way. Now, I know Mike Johnson is on the steel guitar on this, but he passes it over to another steel guitarist with a little different sound, same tuning. Who is the other steel guitarist?
Well, here's what's funny is that's not a steel guitar. I know, right? That's James Mitchell playing lead guitar.
Oh,
but isn't that crazy?
Oh, I feel so messy right now.
No, you're not at all. It's just, I know you're not the first person that has asked and has noticed.
I feel a lot better, Tia.
That there's such a similar, yeah, no, I mean, he just, yeah, it's, I know. But that was James Mitchell playing electric guitar. James Mitchell is one of the most talented people in Nashville, period. That guy can do anything on a lead guitar. It is incredible to watch him work, and he's the most humble guy. He, you know, he's just very, just the sweetest, nicest, kindest guy, and he can sit down and just, like, make your jaw hit the floor when he starts playing. He's incredible. As are
who else?
All
where else would I have heard him play? Is he a sessions player, or is he?
He is a session player. I know he played on Alison Krauss's latest album.
Windy City.
Yeah. He was on there. So, you know, he's played. He's just starting to I mean, he's been playing here for a long time, but you're really starting to hear his name more. Just in the past few years, people are really starting to take notice of James Mitchell.
Well, it is a monstrously wonderful production. Thank you, and thank Terry Choate for some what I like to call ear candy for us and for our listeners as well. That wraps up this interview session for this Monday with Tia Goins. Without further ado, from Swing, Shuffle, and Sway, here's Steel Guitar Rag. See if you hear that other steel guitar player come in.